This story is part of the Helpers series, which shares stories about the people making positive impacts in our community. Yvonne Morin is celebrating North Bay's centennial anniversary with her new children's book, Jay Saves the Bay. The book, aimed at children aged 4 to 10, is an adventurous tale of a local superhero named Jay who rallies to protect North Bay from a corporate villain, Governor Greaseball. Jay finds out through a news broadcast that there's a corporate evil guy who wants to amalgamate 10 cities and towns in northern Ontario so he can run his empire, Morin explains. In doing so, North Bay will be gone. So, Jay wants to try and stop this. The story takes readers on a journey through local landmarks and organizations as Jay works to unite the community to preserve North Bay's identity. In the process, Jay shows the governor how unique North Bay is, Morin adds. The book is brought to life through illustrations by local artist Michaela Bedard. I was introduced to Michaela through a family connection, and we met on Zoom in February 2024, Morin says. I told her my vision for the book was to be somewhat like Where's Waldo, with lots of busy illustrations. Being a mom and reading to my son when he was young, I always found it more fun as a parent if there was something amusing or meaningful for adults too. So, I thought combining those ideas could be a lot of fun. Morin gave the book a soft launch in mid-December, receiving an enthusiastic response. Some of the people at the event were retired educators, and they said they could imagine kindergarten or grade 1 kids pointing out places they recognize in the book, like the Chief Commander, she recalls. After retiring from a 30-year career at the North Bay Regional Health Center, Morin sees this project as a tribute to the city she calls home. This book is really a children's celebration of North Bay's centennial anniversary, she says, beaming with pride. The idea for Jay Saves the Bay came to Morin during an unexpected moment of inspiration. It was at an event held at the Village at Canadore College, where she had a chance to meet with North Bay Mayor Peter Chirico. He had been in office as mayor for 1 year and was telling us all the things he had accomplished, Morin recalls. Right at the end, he talked about the landscape and what was coming in 2025. He mentioned North Bay's centennial anniversary, and it was just like an epiphany. I thought, that's what I'm going to write about. With the centennial as her focus, Morin began crafting her story, drawing on her lifelong passion for creative writing and her deep connection to the community. Her career in HR at the North Bay Regional Health Center had sharpened her skills in report writing and newsletters, but she says storytelling was always in the back of her mind. When I got the idea of writing about the centennial anniversary, I had about 2 pages of the book done when I reached out to Mayor Chirico to show him the concept, Morin shares. He said he absolutely wanted to hear it, and both he and Deputy Mayor Maggie Horsfield have been so supportive and encouraging. I went to his office and read him the first couple of pages, and he said, I love it, and I'll support you any way I can. What do you need? Mayor Chirico even granted Morin access to the city archives to enrich her project. I went home from that meeting feeling very grateful for his time and support, she says. The book itself includes a playful, cartoon-style map of North Bay with 10 different landmarks and a quiz to engage young readers. It's as much an educational tool as it is an entertaining story. At its heart, Jay Saves the Bay is a product of Morin's values and upbringing. I grew up in a family where service to community and volunteerism was very, very important, she explains. This book is my way of giving back and celebrating the place I call home. Feedback for the book has been overwhelmingly positive, according to Morin. She recalls a particularly rewarding moment at the family's first event on New Year's Eve. I had the book with me, and it was amazing to see how many kids responded to just the colors and images. The front cover features the gateway of the North Archway, and so many little kids came up and said, I've seen that sign, it's in the park. The enthusiastic reception, from children and adults alike, has been an ongoing source of encouragement for Morin. It's been wonderful to see how the book resonates with people, young and old. I'm so grateful for the support I've received from the community, she says. Beyond its vibrant storytelling and colorful illustrations, Jay Saves the Bay is making a tangible impact on the North Bay community. Morin has pledged all proceeds from the book to support children's programming at the North Bay Public Library. The book was published locally through Print 3 North Bay, and an application for funding assistance from the North Bay Centennial Committee, through its Legacy Fund, has been submitted. Reflecting on her journey to secure support, Morin recalls a pivotal moment in September 2024, when she presented her project to the committee. "I went before the Centennial Committee and had the book projected on a screen," Morin says. "I was nervous because the committee is made up of a real cross-section of people from every vocation and walk of life. When I finished reading it, I looked up, unsure how it would be received. But everyone started clapping, they were super encouraging. They pointed out things they liked and said they could feel that this book supports the local community." Morin adds that the committee appreciated the many local references peppered throughout the book. There's one page where there's a shot of Jay in his bedroom. He's got a battalion pennant on the wall, a Kiwanis Music Festival medallion, and in the kitchen, there's a Greco's pizza box on the table. Every time you look at it, you'll see something different. The book is selling as part of a $20 bundle that includes a North Bay Centennial Anniversary pin and a coloring book. The first production run has sold out and the next series is printed and ready for orders. Morin notes that it's available for purchase at City Hall in the Culture, Arts, and Events Department. She's also in discussions with the North Bay Museum and the Chamber of Commerce to have the book carried in their stores. While Jay Saves the Bay has only just launched, Morin says there's already buzz about a possible sequel. "I've had people suggest doing a follow-up, what happens at the end of the year, or maybe a continuation of Jay's adventures," she shares. "Who knows, I'm just trying to get through this one first." As the book gains traction in the community, Morin remains grateful for the opportunity to combine her love for North Bay with her passion for creative writing. With every copy sold, Jay Saves the Bay continues to celebrate the city's centennial while investing in its future through children's programming. If you have a story idea for Helpers, send Matt an email at m.sukram@outlook.com.